From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. So what can I tell you about Olivia Jean? Well, she's got this great, groovy 60s surf punk garage vibe going. Terrific guitarist. She's played with Stephen Colbert and with Jack White. But I think what you really need to know about Olivia Jean is that if you wanted to go to the record release party for her first album back in 2014, you had the option to pay in blood. I'll let her explain that one to you in just a bit, but right now Olivia Jean is here with her band to play the title track from her new album. It's called Night Owl. That is Olivia Jean and her band live here in the studio with the title track from her new album, which is called Night Owl. I'll introduce you to the band in a moment, but Olivia Jean, welcome to the studio. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much. We're very happy to be here.
So now I have to ask you to explain the pay in blood, because it sounds very goth, especially in the wake of a song about hiding yourself from the sun. But in fact, it was kind of a nice gesture.
Yeah, I love goth culture, but I don't take it too seriously. Kind of like Elvira, kind of like campy.
Yeah.
but I had my record release around Halloween, so we did a blood drive as you could donate your blood in replacement for buying a ticket. Yeah, it was gothy yet kind.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought it was a cool idea. A third man came up with that, and I jumped on it, and I wore a nurse hat at the ticket booth.
And now the new record is also on Third Man Records, the label that Jack White founded. And I mentioned it's kind of a 60s vibe, you know, it has surf guitar. But you do kind of, there is a thin veneer still of goth over the top of some of this music, it seems. Where does that come from?
I think, well, it's because I'm not inspired by happy things. Usually what gets me going is like, makes me want to write music is sadness and anger and revenge.
Okay.
So everyone's different. So there is, but I love 60s music. I love garage rock. So you mix all that in together and then you get poppy, goth, and happy, sad.
But you also get this kind of amazing kaleidoscope of influences. I mean, the Ventures, the Safaris, of course, but, you know, a little Duane Eddy, a little Dick Dale, B-52s mm-hmm. came to mind a couple of times while listening to the new album. What did you actually grow up listening to?
I grew up listening to, B-52s were one of the first albums I listened to in the rock genre. And then as a young teenager, I got into instrumental surf, like Dick Dale and Link Wray,
right.
The basics, you know, getting introduced into surf. And then I listened to a lot of punk music. And then growing up in Detroit, they have a great garage rock scene. So I listened to a lot of the local bands.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
All right.
I was surrounded by some good music and a lot of people in Detroit that had, like, taken me under their wing and
yeah.
introduced me to good music.
Now, I note the use of the phrase when you were talking about the B-52's first album you heard in rock
yeah.
music. Were you listening to something else before that?
Yeah, my favorite, well, the very first album I got was De La Soul.
Oh, okay.
And that,
Three Feet High and Rising?
Yeah.
What a great record. That's still a great record.
So that's what I was into before my dad put on the B-52's
yeah.
debut. And then I asked, what was that, Dad? And then I stole it. And then, yeah.
So one of the ways in which your songs are similar to some of those fantastic, you know, guitar-based surf songs of the 60s is they're quite short.
Hmm.
I think there's like three or four songs on the new record that go past 2 minutes or,
mm-hmm.
or 3 minutes. Is that intentional or is that just part of how you write?
That's just part of how I write. And being a solo artist, you don't really get to bounce ideas off of people. So I'll write a song and then realize afterwards, oh, crap, that's only 30 seconds long, you know.
Yeah. Well, so what do you do about that?
If I have the option, I'll rework it a little bit once outside ears come in. And,
yeah.
But sometimes you just got to go with it, like Ramones style. Just
Absolutely.
Think of the Ramones and then everything's okay.
So how
better.
How do you write? Do you have like a, does it start with a lick on the guitar or do you start with words? How does that happen?
Usually it's a guitar lick and then just continuing making up melodies over that riff. And then I'll have the vocal melody in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of all comes together at once, and I'll make a demo on my iPhone and then take that into a studio. Yeah.
Okay. So the songs are short, so you're going to do two of them back-to-back for us next.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, let me introduce the rest of the band, Adam Meisterhans on the other guitar. And for those of you listening in stereo, Olivia is in the left channel and Adam is in the right. Erica Salazar on the bass guitar and Austin Hans Seegers playing behind our drum kit here in the studio. So the next two songs, Shut Your Mouth and If You Don't Love Me By Now, are both from the new album called Night Owl. And let's hear another couple of live performances from Olivia Jean and her band.
I don't care what you
Once again, Olivia Jean with her band live here in the studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast from newsounds.org. And two songs, If You Don't Love Me By Now, preceded by Shut Your Mouth. Both of those are from the new album called Night Owl, which is on Third Man Records, Olivia, which is Jack White's label, and which is a kind of 21st century throwback, it seems, to a time when guitars were still the kind of primary instrument in pop music. I can't imagine what it must be like there. I mean, by all accounts, it's like a musical Disneyland, a little island of 1968 or 7, plopped down in Nashville these days. What is it like making records there?
I feel very lucky to be on that label because even though it seems like rock music has kind of gone down in the mainstream, they keep pushing it. They're like, no, we are not going to stop. And they invest in the music that they love, not the music that they think is going to, you know,
sell.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they just keep doing what they love to do, which is great. And just working with artists because they love them. So it's like a family unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you toured with the Raconteurs for a while.
Mm-hmm.
As a guitarist, singer?
Oh, I did my, I oh, opened for them.
Open for them.
Yeah.
See. Okay.
No, I stood in for Jack.
Yeah, right. Jack has a cold tonight. I'll take over.
Yeah.
So it was with Third Man that you were part of that band Black Bells, with which you recorded a single with Stephen Colbert, of all people. What was that like?
That was one of the best moments of my life. Him and Jack were good friends, and they were planning on doing a segment, and it so happens that Stephen Colbert wanted to do a fake song. And our aesthetic and everything was just funny.
Right.
So it was the right place at the right time with the Black Bells that contrast.
But the funny thing is, you do a funny song with a band that's having fun with it, and you end up with something that kind of works, you know? I mean, that people can actually listen to. So
yeah, that was one of the funnest recording processes that I had.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to be fun, so you didn't have to take it too seriously. But we I don't know, the Black Bells ended up loving that song. We would play it live in our regular set.
The song is called...
So the original one that Stephen Colbert did on his own is Charlene,
right.
I'm Over You. And then we did a second, like a part two called Charlene, I'm Right Behind You. No, or was it the other way around? It's pretty confusing.
I used to be right behind you, hoping to catch your eye. But now I've half a mind to finally say goodbye. I'm finished looking through your door. Won't check your mailbox anymore. I bet you're wondering why. I'm over you, Charlene. It's all over now. Wave goodbye, Charlene. It's all over now. We'll have to be just friends. Gonna sell my telephoto lens. I'm over you, Charlene.
They're basically the same story.
Yeah. Okay.
It might be backwards, but anyway, those are the two.
That's why I asked you because I can't keep them straight either.
I should know that.
But speaking of titles, I have to say the thing that jumped out at me when I first saw the new record was a title, John Pehe Chan Ho, which in the middle of a bunch of English titles just was like, I know that song. That's an old Bollywood song from India from the mid-60s.
Jaan pehchaan ho, jina aasaan ho. Jaan pehchaan ho, jina aasaan ho. Dil ko churane walo aankh na churao, naam ko batao. Jaan pehchaan ho, jina aasaan ho.
How did you find this song?
Like on YouTube, you can kind of go down a wormhole of watching like Scopatones from the 60s.
Yeah.
And then, you know, on the sidebar, they'll have the recommendations and such. And I saw that. And then once I watched that, I became obsessed with it. And it's also in that movie Ghost World. I try to reference that a lot to people because most people don't know about that song.
Yeah.
But I loved it for years and years and years before I recorded it. And I learned the Hindi. just for fun.
Right.
And then asked if a band would be willing to learn that insane arrangement.
Jang Pei Chan Ho. Gina Asan Ho. Jang Pei Chan Ho. Gina Asan Ho.
Well, because originally it's like a full-on Bollywood orchestra because it's a big spectacle, the whole scene. But it's 1965, 66, so the sounds of surf guitar were already in India as well. I mean, people, I guess, surf in Goa and places like that. So that sound is kind of in a lot of that music pretty early on in the 60s, it seems.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. Yeah. It has some surf tones.
Yeah, well, has a lot more of them now.
Yeah.
That was unexpected. There's also a cover on the record of Brushfire by the Flamin' Groovies,
mm-hmm.
which is maybe less unexpected, but still, this is music from before your time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, is there a statement being made here with your choice of covers?
No, those are just songs I've loved for a really long time. And growing up, I had a lot of people that were, you know, older than me that would teach me about bands that I should know, the essentials and such, and then I would just go off on my own and into those genres. So yeah, I was guided quite a bit by really cool people in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Somebody in Detroit gave me that Flamin' Groovies record, and I've always loved that song. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And of course, you're making all these decisions because you produce this record yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And did you play all the parts on at least some of these songs?
I got to play all the parts on three songs, which is Garage Bat, Siren Call, and Tsunami Sue, which are the more surfy songs.
Yeah.
And then due to like the amount of time it takes to do all of that on your own, just decided to bring in other musicians to help. And actually it worked because that live room sound is nice.
Oh, yeah. So you actually were all in the room together rather than layering tracks.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't the initial idea, but due to like, you know, the amount of time it takes and everything, we mm-hmm. didn't do that.
Okay.
Yep.
So you mentioned the song Garage Bat, which you're going to do next. So this is one of the ones that on the record is all you.
Mm-hmm.
So then what do you need? You need to kind of pull it apart and assign this line to that instrument, or is it pretty much just the way it is on the record?
It's this one's very similar to the record. Sometimes, since I tend to layer songs a lot, I'll have to take out some guitar melodies and just pick and choose which ones are most important. But this one's pretty similar to the record.
Okay.
So what you hear is going to be what you hear on the record.
And was there a bat in the garage that inspired this song, or where does that come from?
I honestly would just come up with funny titles and then just stick them wherever they they could fit.
So the words scan in the melody, and so there they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly. So you can think, you can make up whatever you want.
Songwriting 101 with Olivia Jean.
Just have fun with it.
All right, let's hear a live performance of Garage Bat. And that is Garage Bat from Olivia Jean and the band. The new album is called Night Owl, and it will bring Olivia Jean back here to New York on January 17th to play at the Knitting Factory. It would be odd to talk about surf guitar, Olivia, without mentioning the fact that back in the 60s, when surf guitar was at its heyday, the pop charts were full of instrumentals.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an instrumental on this record called Tsunami Sue. Now, that's another one of the ones that you mentioned that's all you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we don't hear a lot of instrumentals these days. And I thought that was like a really, it's the end of the album, and I thought that was like a really nice nod to a what really is kind of a bygone era.
Yeah, that was my intention from the beginning, to have that as the closing farewell song. And I met the Surfaris, a couple dudes from the Surfaris recently, and they mentioned that song, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad I put that on the album.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
I don't know if we'll ever see that. I mean, the pop charts, I don't think there's been anything instrumental on the pop charts in years.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Maybe in different countries, who knows?
It's yeah.
For sure.
I mean, occasionally over the decades, you'd get a Hawaii Five-O theme song, Miami mm-hmm. Vice theme song, you know, things like that would occasionally pop up, but yeah.
Maybe it will be a theme song someday. We'll
yeah.
see. I'll keep my hopes high.
Well, let's all make a big push to get Tsunami Sue on the radio so that we can get it on the charts. So, Olivia, touring around for the holidays, or will you be home?
I'll be doing a short run in the beginning of December. I have the tour dates on my website, oliviajeanmusic.com. And I have a bunch of 2020 tour dates coming up.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that you all stopped in here today to play for us. The new record is so much fun, and this has been great having you guys playing live.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.